Hi everybody, this is Alana S. with the Anonymous Us Project. I've had a spurt of stories recently and want to share just a few of them with you. We've had a big burst of stories that are just really excellent, and I want to thank everybody for writing in. I also want to say that there's been several stories that I have not published because they don't qualify as stories. They're mostly rants or they're too short. And I just want to remind you guys that I do quality control. I publish everything regarding of the position and the opinion, but I do need stories to be in first person stories. They can't just be op-ed pieces, and I definitely do not accept submissions that criticize other authors, where the main point is just to criticize other authors. I cannot put that on the site. I refuse to put it on the site. So please don't waste your time. Please write something that is helpful and therapeutic and something somebody would enjoy reading. The first story is from a mother who used donor sperm, and she says, "I wish I had thought this through." Let me start by saying I absolutely do not regret having my son. He's the best thing that has ever happened to me, and I would never go back in time and change my decision to have him. But I'm now aware that I've created a hole in his mind and heart forever by deciding to use donor sperm. At the time, I was not thinking about the consequences for him at all. I admit fully my reasons were pretty damn selfish. I was lonely, and I'm a very shy person who had the idea that I'd never meet Mr. Right, and I wasn't willing to go through life without having children. So I needed to take action to have a baby before I got too old. I guess what it boiled down to was I was like those teen girls who decided to get knocked up so that someone will love them unconditionally. I thought I could provide enough love to this child and it would just be enough. I also kept thinking, well, my dad was an a-hole drunk, so it was basically like I grew up without a father. The only difference was that I actually know my dad and I had a chance to develop a dislike for him. I took that option away from my son because I was selfish and I hope he will understand someday. I had this mindset that I'd eventually meet a great guy and he would be a dad to my son and we'd all live happily ever after. But I now realize that it's not that simple. I initially decided I would never tell my son about how he had got here because I figured I would have a guy who would be the dad. And there would never be a reason for it to come up. I also didn't want him to think of himself as a freak or a test tube baby, anything like that. But like I said, it's not that simple. I've dated a couple of guys, but maybe I'm just destined to stay single because my son is about 7 and I'm still single. So of course he's well aware that he does not have a dad. In general, he's a happy child. He's super mellow and sweet, a big heart. He's smart and he has everything he needs as far as food and clothing and toys. And he has a ton of love from my family and friends. He's my entire world. My Facebook friends probably get very annoyed at how many pictures I post of him. But there's still this looming guilt that I have for taking away his knowledge of the other part of his being. After talking things over with my own mom, I thought it's better to talk to my son about it in a way that he'll understand. So here and there, since he was 4 years old, I've mentioned the special seed that all families come together in different ways, etc., etc. I know he does not fully understand, but I thought he deserved to know the truth. As he gets older, I figured I'd tell him things about the donor, etc. I made sure to tell him that he's not any different than any other kid, but that he just came to be my child in a different way than some other kids. I don't have a clue if I'm doing the right thing. Part of me, after reading some of the stories by donor children, part of me wants to never mention anything and hope that he won't remember these talks, but instead tell him later on when he asks that his bio dad was someone I was seeing and he left when I was pregnant, but that he was brought into this world the classic way by a man and a woman, so he doesn't have to feel like a science experiment. But then there's basically a certainty that he will feel rejection and unwanted by this guy that I was supposedly seeing. It kills me that he will now feel all this hurt and wandering throughout his life because I felt alone and wanted a child. He's so amazing, and I really want advice as to how to do this. If any other donor children are reading this, please give me some feedback. I want things to be okay for him. I'd rather he hate me for my decision than to think some jerk left and didn't want him. But at the same time, I want him to feel normal. She says, thank you for reading this. 2 donor conceived people who are listening, please do write in and respond to this woman who was so generous to share her story. You might be able to offer something helpful. The second story I'm about to read is from a woman who's thinking about donating her eggs. She writes, before I do this. Hello. For a while now, I've been thinking about donating my eggs to a family who cannot conceive a child. I'm 21 years old and a mother of a beautiful 3-year-old that I love with all my heart. After becoming a mother, I thought so much about the families that wish they could have this gift but sadly can't. I always wish I could help, and now that I'm at the age to help, I really want to go through egg donation and give a family the chance of possibly having a precious gift of their own as I do. I received the papers from the egg donation clinic yesterday when I arrived home from work. After going through the 1,000-page application, I started to wonder more about the process. I haven't been able to stop thinking about it, so I started researching a little more, and I came across this page. Honestly, now I'm a bit scared. Not about the process, but about what I've read here. I would love to have an open donation so that if the child wants to know who I am in the future, they can. But I see in most cases parents don't want their children to know, and I completely understand. What scared me is, what if this mother starts feeling like the baby's not her child when and if she does conceive it? What if she starts feeling like she's holding a stranger's eggs and then our baby is not treated as her own? Or what if the baby is told in the future and is later mad at his or her mom and at me for doing this for them? What if the child grows up feeling like I didn't care for them, or like they want to know who I am but can't, or like a piece of their life is missing, or if it doesn't look like the family but like me, and then they feel betrayed? I just want the family and their baby to love each other no matter what. I'm afraid of the child being brought into an unhappy home and living unhappy because of this choice that I want to make. I guess now, after reading these posts, I'm really double thinking this. I look at my daughter every day and I wonder how hard it would be on me and on her if she was not really mine, and how she would react when I told her she didn't have my DNA. Even though that is not the case with me, I can't help but wonder, because it will be the case of the parents I donate my eggs to. I would like to hear stories from every other point of view to make sure that I make the right choice. Please reply with the same title as another post so I can read what you think. Thank you all. So the title of her story was, again, Before I Do This. And if you have something to say in response and you want to share your personal story, your personal insights, please, please do write in. My third story is going to be from a donor-conceived person. It is titled, Feeling Weird. I had a single mother by choice. She's been the only mom I know and the only person I will accept as my parent. She had no issues telling me that I was conceived by a donor, and although it was normalized for a moment, as I grew up with questions about my origins, it wasn't as normal anymore. I look at history, and there are dads. I look at wildlife, and there are dads. I look at society, and there are dads. Dads are everywhere. Maybe it's media, but I feel like I'm missing out. I feel like I will never know what it's like to be in the arms of a man who loves me unconditionally in an innocent, non-sexual way, and who will be my other half. I will never know what it's like to bond with my other genetic parent. I will never know what it's like to look at the rest of nature and know that I was conceived the way I was supposed to be, you know, outside of a science lab, rather than a dish and shoved into a refrigerator. But these feelings make me feel like I'm a bad child, like I betrayed my mother and some of her feminist friends who praise her for being a single mom and not taking help from a man. On TV, the cryo generation seems just fine, and because they aren't screaming out, I want a dad, I feel as though my feelings are invalid and selfish. But then I think, shouldn't kids' feelings come first? But then I think, no, because our parents made us, so we should always be grateful for whatever they do. But then I think, well, that's not fair. I mean, why bring a child into the world just so you can be happy? But then I think, oh shit, I'm being selfish and betraying my mom again. She's nice to me, yet she made my dad anonymous on purpose so I could never find him, even though she had both a dad and a mom, and she's even close to her dad. Do you know what it's like to hear her stories about the awesome dad she had and all the great things that she did with him that I will never have? It burns. It burns so hard I can't talk about it because I just choke. I can't say I'm for or against sperm donating because I guess some kids don't mind. But what people tend to forget is, what about the kids who do mind? Do we matter? Why should our childhood and our feelings be sacrificed so our folks can have the parenthood experience of their dreams? I thought parenting was about the cute babies, not the parents. I just feel weird about it. I'm sure I'm just some terrible daughter, and I probably don't matter. I mean, if I did, my dad would probably want to see me. But whatever. My dad is a stranger who jacked off to woman-trashing porn and sold his sperm to a woman he doesn't know on the internet for $60. That's the dignity of my conception. Two strangers exchanging money for materials over Craigslist, and that's all I will ever know about him. For your information, it burns like hell. Okay, those are the three stories. I'm really thankful for people who are taking the time to write in. I love reading the stories. I know lots of other people are listening to your stories. Again, this is Alana S. the Anonymous Us Project. Thank you so much.